More than 5,000 civilians have been killed in Iraq so far this year, and the violence stems from an offensive by Sunni-led militants fighting under the banner the Islamic State. They wish to take control of the country, and the group, also known as ISIS, has already taken over some parts of northern Iraq, including in the city of Mosul. And they recently gave Iraqi Christians living there an ultimatum: convert, leave, or be killed. Andrew Slater served 3 tours of duty as an American Army officer in Iraq. Today he teaches at the American University of Iraq in Soleimani, and he writes about the situation in Mosul for the Daily Beast. He joins us via Skype. Andrew, it's good to have you back on the show. And obviously the situation for Christians in Mosul has become dire. What have you seen?
Well, I went to a Christian village on the outskirts of Mosul 2 days ago to meet with some of the refugees from the city. And an ultimatum was given last Friday that they either need to convert to Islam, leave the city, or be killed. In response to which, almost all the Christians in the city left by noon on Friday, which was the final time they had to leave the city. And in the process, those that left the final morning were robbed of all their possessions on the final checkpoints run by ISIS on the outskirts of the city. So they arrived at aid groups with just the clothes on their backs, some of them not having enough money for cab fare. So I interviewed a number of them in Karakosh who had only been there a couple days.
And what did they tell you about the specific things they'd experienced?
Well, they were kind of surprised that this happened so quickly. When ISIS initially entered the city, they received guarantees from a lot of the fighters who were locals. They were not foreigners. They were Iraqis from Mosul, that they would be protected as long as they didn't make any actions against the new ISIS authorities. All that changed last week when the ultimatum was given for them to convert or leave. Initially, they were told they could pay a tax called jizya in order to stay, but
this is a tax for that in traditional Islam is applied to non-Muslims.
Yeah, it is not something that's been used in really in the last century. What was interesting to the Christians is that they never specified a price, and then the demand was taken away and the demands were changed, where they were told simply they have to convert or leave or die.
Now, as you mentioned, when ISIS first took over Mosul, their focus was initially on the city's Shia, not necessarily the Christians. Did the Christians who were fleeing Mosul, were they able to tell you anything about why this sudden change has happened in the past week or so?
They weren't surprised that it happened, but they weren't led to expect it by what had happened over the past month and a half. It seemed like if they complied with the authorities, they would be left in peace. Very drastically, that changed. There was a meeting that was scheduled by the ISIS authorities to give their demands to the leaders of the Christian community. The Christian leaders did not show up for that meeting. And it's possible much of this was in retaliation for that. But right now, the leadership of ISIS is very opaque within the city, so it's hard to say exactly why this decision came about.
Now, you spoke to Christians in a city just outside of Mosul, but beyond places like neighboring Hamdaniyeh, where are they going? Where do they feel safe to flee to?
Well, the problem is the Kurdish region is already saturated with refugees from the last decade, so the camps are already filled. Over the last 10 years, Arabs and Kurds from dangerous areas have come up to the Kurdish north. In the last 3 years, 250,000 Syrian refugees have come into the region. And in the last month and a half, all kinds of minorities and at-risk individuals have fled the advance of ISIS. So this last group of Christians coming to the Kurdish region have few places to go, and the camps are very crowded and poorly resourced now. So most of them went to small Christian villages and communities where they know they could be put up in the homes of other Christians. But this is just a temporary solution. The Christians I met are living in almost completed houses that were offered by people intending to move into those houses. So a lot of them are living in half-built buildings, just living off the generosity of some of their neighbors. But that can only go so far because some of these villages are not very big, and they are already lacking utilities because many of them receive their water and electricity from Mosul and the dam. So they're being received in villages that are already impoverished from what's happened the last month and a half and are losing electricity and water.
Remind us, I mean, Mosul is a very holy city for Middle Easterns and specifically Iraqi Christians. Can you remind us why?
Well, Mosul has some of the oldest continuous Christian communities in the world. Some of them date back before the arrival of Islam in the region. So some of these churches are some of the oldest churches in the world. So the loss of antiquities and relics is kind of substantial. And for Eastern Christians of the Middle East, Mosul is one of the holy cities for them. It's kind of like their Rome for the Christians of Iraq. So the loss of that city and those churches feels like the end of Christianity for them. Many of them that I spoke with can't imagine themselves going back to the city after the way they were forced out. And this is after 10 years of concern for their lives and their livelihoods in Mosul.
What about Christians in the rest of Iraq? I mean, are they feeling that way about the country in general?
Well, the Christian communities in the Kurdish region are fairly safe, but a lot of them are saturated with Christian refugees or displacees from the rest of the country, from the Christian communities in Baghdad, a lot have left, and those in Nineveh province are leaving. There's a substantial Christian community in Erbil in a neighborhood called Ankawa. There's a major town called Al-Khosh. But a lot of these communities are beyond their means to host those Christians that are displaced from other areas. So a lot of them are mostly trying to get visas to Europe and North America and try to leave Iraq.
Well, Andrew Slater served 3 tours as an army officer in Iraq. Now he teaches at the American University of Iraq in Soleimani. He's been talking to us about a piece he wrote for the Daily Beast regarding Iraqi Christians who've been forced to flee Mosul. We've got a link to it at hereandnow.org. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us again today.
Thanks for having me.